This is KHBI, Saipan, Mariana Islands. Hello to you all. This is Kim Shelley welcoming you to another transmission in the World Service of the Christian Science Monitor. Among our many features today, we'll have an interview with Professor John Cotter of the Harvard Business School. We'll be talking to poet Stephen Ratina, meeting members of the Irish folk music group, The Boys of the Loft, and we'll try to have fun jumping off a 16-meter platform with rubber bands on our ankles. And our transmission will end with another edition of Letterbox, in which today we focus especially on the country of Nigeria. But first we cross to our new guest.
It's just past 6 hours UTC, and this is the news for the World Service of the Christian Science Monitor. In the headlines, a young female dissident goes on trial in South Korea. Rights are restricted in El Salvador, and ties are warming between Poland and West Germany. Now the details. In South Korea, the trial of Im Suk-chung opened Monday in Seoul. Miss Im is a 21-year-old student charged with illegally visiting the communist North this past summer. She could be sentenced to death. Some 2,000 riot police surrounded the court building, and some 70,000 protesters were held away after they lay down outside the gate. Police also stormed a building and arrested 7 radical students staging a rooftop protest. Miss Im has become a symbol of efforts to reunify the two Koreas. Meanwhile, North Korea and China have agreed to maintain Communist Party leadership in their countries. They will also continue along the socialist road. The agreement came in talks between leaders from the countries last week in Beijing. President Alfredo Cristiani announced a state of siege in San Salvador. As sporadic fighting between leftist rebels and Salvadoran army continued into Sunday evening. Casualty reports estimated at least 100 dead and many more injured since rebels launched an offensive Saturday night.